It's showtime, folks!
Hola, this is Shelly Martinez.
This is former WWE superstar Luke Gallows.
Here's your boy Shaq Gaspardy.
This is the Wolf Warrior Low-Key.
This is Tyrus Wilson of Ring of Honor.
This is Christopher Daniels. And the gospel according to the fallen angel says that you are listening to the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, yo. Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel / Kevin Nash on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, what's up? It's the ODB, One Dirty Pit. Boom!
This is Booker T, the 5-time WCW champion, and you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Hi, gang. This is Mean Gene Okerlund from the WWE.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA, and you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The world is listening.
Gone too soon. Another WWE superstar passes away before his time. The Macho Man Randy Savage, dead at 58. An automobile accident claiming the life of one of the WWE's greatest superstars. We'll review his life and we'll take your calls tonight right here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
The power is back and here we go!
The Pro Wrestling Rewind.
I am here to give my opinion on the product, whether you agree or disagree.
That's called the power, brother.
Good evening, my friends, pro wrestling fans, and conspiracy theorists all across the seven continents. It is I, Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector, a very somber and solemn occasion. The Pro Wrestling Rewind here on the SNS Radio Network, streaming on the internet on said network at SNS Radio, the SNS Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. The King of Auto of Italy, of course, I am the power, Andy Knowles, Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector. I'm not going to get into too many platitudes about myself. It's not about myself tonight, nor is it about my co-host, the King of All of Italy, Mike Siciliano, who will be joining us momentarily. The tragic news of the passing of the Macho Man, Randy Savage. This past Friday, we're going to look into what happened, the aftermath, what it means for professional wrestling and professional wrestling fans. Many are equating this to one of those things where If Hulk Hogan were to have passed away, or if it had been Ric Flair, it's that big of a deal, ladies and gentlemen. The Macho Man, 58, one of the greatest, arguably one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, passing away in an automobile accident in Seminole, Florida. TMZ reporting first that he had lost, apparently had suffered some type of an incident, possibly a heart attack, while he was driving his Jeep. At approximately 9:25 a.m. in the morning, losing control of his vehicle. Earlier in the month, Savage had just celebrated his one-year anniversary with his new wife, Lynn. 58 years old was the Macho Man when he had passed away. We're going to talk. Really, this is a Randy Savage. There are other news items, ladies and gentlemen, and I will get to them, and we'll get to your calls. If you'd like to be on the program, you can do so multiple ways. You can get in contact with us by calling 501-588-7957. That's 501-588-7957. You can Skype us directly on the SNS Radio Network. Just simply look for the SNS Radio Network on your Skype, powered by Headlocks to Headlines, the official news source for the Pro Wrestling Rewind. The Florida Highway Patrol told TMZ that Savage had been driving his 2009 Jeep Wrangler when he veered across a concrete median through oncoming traffic and collided head-on with a tree. Savage was then transported to the Largo Medical Center, where he died from his injuries. Savage's wife, a passenger in the vehicle during the collision, survived with minor injuries. She was transported to a different local hospital where she was treated. Randy and Lynn were both wearing their seatbelts at the time of the accident, which begs the question, you know, why? I hate to say, police have already ruled out the possibility of alcohol being a factor in this. A situation, Randy Savage suffers a heart attack and loses control of the vehicle. This is a tragedy. It's not an in-ring tragedy, but it is a tragedy nonetheless. How do we cope? How does professional wrestling move forward from this? Can we learn something? Does Randy Savage's death have a meaning for us at this point in the sport, in the industry? I don't want to go so far as to say that, you know, maybe we needed this. No, we don't need anyone passing away, but maybe this was the shot that we needed as professional wrestling fans and you know, maybe we need to slow down a little bit. Maybe we need to go back to an era where champions held belts longer, where storylines took longer to develop. Randy Savage was a master, ladies and gentlemen, of these types of storylines. Coming into the WWE in 1985, had wrestled previously for other independent promotions, had wrestled even against legends such as Jerry the King Lawler, wrestled wars with that man, really came to prominence in 1985 when he came on board the WWF. Immediately went after the Intercontinental Champion, the then Intercontinental Champion, Tito Santana. And I remember back to a match that occurred on Saturday night's main event. It was one of the first matches where we had seen Randy Savage, and it was of course, Tito Santana up to that point was having a lackluster title reign, and this was the man that really brought the belt to prominence. I remember the night when the WWE announced that Savage had won the Intercontinental Championship from Tito Santana in the Boston Garden. We'll all remember it well, those who are old enough to remember it. And the fact that Randy Savage used a piece of cold rolled steel to knock out Tito Santana and win the championship. And there was the usual uproar about a heel champion cheating to win. But this man went on a title reign that was just phenomenal, culminating in what was arguably one of the greatest matches of all time. The WrestleMania match, WrestleMania 3, where he lost the title to Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. We're going to open up the lines for you. Once again, if you'd like to be on the program, I'd like to hear the family here at the SNS Radio Network. I'd like to hear your thoughts on the passing of Macho Man Randy Savage. Open line Wednesday tonight, 501-588-7957, 501-588-7957. Randy Macho Man Savage's ashes were spread at the base of a tree at his Florida home. And in compliance with his final request, TMZ reported that the family refused to play his wrestling theme music during the ceremony. TMZ spoke to Lanny Poffo, who told TMZ that Savage made it very clear in his funeral plans that no one was to play his theme music, Pomp and Circumstance, while he was laid to rest. TMZ was told in recent years Randy felt extremely guilty about using the song because it was first used by his idol, the wrestling legend Gorgeous George, and Randy felt like he stole George's thunder. Lanny Poffo went on to tell TMZ that Randy's closest friends and family members will meet again in Florida to continue to mourn and honor Savage's memory. So your thoughts on Randy Savage tonight. A lot of other news. The King of All of Italy, Mike Siciliano, will be joining us as well. And no, as you probably have noticed already, I am not in the chat room. And I apologize for that. The King of All of Italy will be in the chat room to take your questions here. CM Punk's tribute to Randy Savage this past Monday night on Raw, PWInsider.com reporting, was something that he had come up with on his own without company officials' input. He went to the WWE seamstress and had the outfit done up before Raw. It caused me to do a double take. I'll be honest with you. I didn't notice the tights this past Monday on Raw. I didn't notice CM Punk wearing Macho Man style tights until late in his match. And I thought that was a very tasteful tribute. I know there were some that didn't, but you know, this man, just like a Hulk Hogan or an Ultimate Warrior or a Ricky Steamboat or a Dusty Rhodes, it didn't matter. This was one of the men that if you were to go and ask professional wrestlers today who they grew up, who their idols were, this man was one of those greats. There's just no argument. And I'll be very honest, I couldn't stand the man for years. I wanted him exiled from professional wrestling. He was the last person I wanted to see. He did his job so incredibly well, you couldn't help but despise this man during his heel turn. And even I was skeptical in the days of the Mega Powers when he turned face and became the WWF champion at WrestleMania 4. I was skeptical even back then, because if you couldn't trust him, if this was a man who would take a bell to a man's throat and a piece of cold rolled steel against Tito Santana's forehead, how could you trust this man? And sure enough, our fears were realized less than one year later when Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage faced off at WrestleMania 5 with Hulk Hogan becoming the champion. He would once again, he would turn face later. I remember the Macho King, I think, was a fabulous storyline. The wars that he fought with the Ultimate Warrior, Wembley Stadium. How could you, just unbelievable, your favorite moments. What about 1992? What about the Sid Vicious storyline? The Jake the Snake Roberts storyline, where he got bit by a snake. He allowed himself to get bit by a snake. The level of respect that this man, respect is not the word. Is there a word that transcends the word respect that can really define the Macho Man Randy Savage? Where were you when you found out that Randy had passed away? I don't believe. I think there were a lot of people that just didn't know. There was just shock. 25%, it was announced. 25% of the wrestlers who competed at WrestleMania 7 are no longer with us. That, my friends, is a sobering thought unto itself. 1991, WrestleMania 7, 25% of the active wrestlers on the roster at that time are no longer with us. As old wrestlers die off, new wrestlers come to take their place. But you can't replace Randy Savage. You can't replace Ric Flair. You can't replace Hulk Hogan. Is it disrespectful now of Jay Lethal to play the Black Machismo character? Or does it further ingratiate the memory of Randy Savage? Questions for you tonight. I was shocked. I had to step back a moment. This was one I don't think anybody was expecting. The autopsy, TMZ reporting that the autopsy had been completed. The cause of death still pending. There was no extensive trauma to the body, of Randy Macho Man Savage. They said it could take 4 to 6 weeks. TMZ reported that it could take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks for toxicology results to be completed. Do we want to know, ladies and gentlemen, do we really need to know? Was it a heart attack? Was it something that steroids did? Do we really want to know? I don't care to know. It doesn't change what is. I will give kudos to the WWE for the fantastic send-off they gave to Randy Savage Monday night. And how many times have you thought about Randy Savage and thought to yourself, Randy and Elizabeth are back together again? Somewhere in heaven right now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a wrestling promotion in heaven right now that's doing extremely well. And Randy Savage just came on the scene and shook up a lot of what's going on in heaven. And whether you believe in heaven or not, whatever God you believe in, whatever afterlife you believe in, doesn't matter. Well, it does to you. But for the sake of this conversation, the fact that Randy Savage is now in a place where he feels no pain, he's back with Elizabeth. I can think of literally dozens and dozens of wrestlers that have gone before him. Just imagine some of the greats that have gone before Savage that now have the opportunity to be with him again. WWE creative member Chris DeJoseph took aim at the WWE as they aired the promo for Randy Macho Man Savage. He tweeted, "Only in death, Macho Man, only in death was the Macho Man allowed back on the WWE television. It's such a shame. Such hypocrisy makes me sick. I was always told never to mention the name Macho Man, ever." When asked if a return for Macho Man was ever brought up, he said, "We pitched Macho Man, and then we were told never to mention his name again because it was personal." It was personal. Death is personal. The fact that he's gone affects us all personally. I'd like to know, and out of respect, I'm not going to call him Omar, but I'd like to know what Vince McMahon was thinking Friday when he got the call or he got the email or he got the text or he got the tweet or however he found out that Randy Savage had died tragically in a car accident. I'd like to know what was going through his brain, because we all know that Randy Savage should and now posthumously will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. But I hope that if anything can come away from this event, ladies and gentlemen, it is my hope that this will open up the eyes of Vincent Kennedy McMahon to see how important these men and women are to his organization, and more importantly, how much he owes them. Bret Hart said it right. He said once that professional wrestlers, once they get used, once they get done, it's like they take them back in the barn and shoot them, and all the stories are tragic. Not all, but a good portion of them. This is tragic, but not for a steroid or a murder or a roid rage or any of those type of situations. But did Vince McMahon, for a brief moment, did he think about what Randy Savage had meant to him, meant to his company? And I hope for a brief instant, I hope, I hope for longer than a brief instant that Vince McMahon actually sat and felt bad about the fact that because of his own ego, his own drive to make him think that he's better than the wrestling fan, that he knows everything better than the professional wrestling fan, and it's his way or the highway or the Obama way or whatever way you want it to be. He did not do Randy Savage justice. He didn't do the fans of Randy Savage justice. And I hope and I pray that Vince McMahon wakes up and looks at this event and takes away from it a simple thought. And that thought, ladies and gentlemen, is, you know, I've got some great men and women that work for me. And I've had some great men and women that have worked for me before. And I really owe them better. It doesn't matter if the Ultimate Warrior came to you, Vince, and said, you know what, I want more money or I'm not going to wrestle here at SummerSlam. Yeah, that might have ticked you off. You might have got mad. But in the end, what does it matter? How many times has Randy Savage gone to a ring and saved your bacon? Given you matches like at WrestleMania 3? Gone on to broadcast. If there's anybody who should be taking this personally, ladies and gentlemen, it's Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Randy Savage, in the latter part of his WWE career, was a broadcaster. And a fantastic broadcaster. Nobody could run the promos. They didn't make sense half the time. A lot of what Randy Savage was very much, he went to the Ultimate Warrior school of wrestling promos, because a lot of what he said didn't make much sense. It didn't have to. We got the point. Here was a man, an eccentric individual who wore bandanas, funny, frilly, whatever, looked different, but was dangerous. And I hope Vince McMahon had a good, long look at himself in the mirror and said, you know what? I've got to do this the right way. My wrestlers deserve better. My alumni deserves better. And he will put Randy Savage in the Hall of Fame, and we'll all be there, and we'll clap, and we'll be like, yay. And some will go on to praise Vince McMahon that this is what he needed to do. He didn't have a choice. They'll say he didn't have a choice. But he had a choice last year. And he had a choice the year before that and the year before that. He chose not to allow the Macho Man Randy Savage into the Hall of Fame because of some weird, twisted, personal issue. And this goes with life, ladies and gentlemen. Too many personal issues, too many things that have happened, people dying left and right. We just blew away Osama bin Laden. We all think we're on top of the world. Not a week and a half prior to that, yours truly loses a family member, and I can't go and I can't fly out to the funeral because I'm out with a concussion. Because the doctors don't want me to have an aneurysm at 35,000 feet and end up in the Canadian medical system. Which I'm actually quite gratified for, because the last thing I would want to be is at Vancouver General or any one of a number of hospitals in Vancouver if I had a brain leak. And don't get me wrong, I love my hometown, ladies and gentlemen. I love it with a passion. I would go back in a heartbeat. But I wouldn't want to be stuck in the hospital over there. Where does professional wrestling go from here? Do we take anything away from this? Do we chalk it up as another professional wrestler who's gone and move on and we go about our lives? Or Do we really seriously look at who we've lost and we just say, man, can wrestling ever be that good again? A lot of people getting down. I know there's other news items, and then we'll get to your phone calls. There are other news items to talk about. In the shadow of this death, there is life. Awesome Kong is pregnant and expected to miss 9 months of in-ring action. How ironic is this? The most dominant, what will soon be one of the most dominant divas. If I were the divas, I would be down on my knees thanking God that she's pregnant, that I don't have to go. And oh, by the way, did you see the expression on Beth Phoenix's face when Kong came into the ring? In the shadow of death, there is life. I'm psyched for Awesome Kong. I think it's great that she's pregnant. I feel bad for the fact that she's not going to be in a WWE ring for 9 months. But does anybody else find it just a tad bit awkward? Just a tad bit weird that here we have Awesome Kong pregnant, the announcement of Awesome Kong pregnant, so close to finding out, you know, that Randy Savage had passed away. Does anybody else besides me find that just the least bit unusual? We'll go to the phone lines. Jason, you're on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Good evening, sir.
What up, man?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. I'm very good, man.
Outstanding, outstanding. Your thoughts, Jason, on Randy Savage?
Well, you know, man, it's one of those situations. I'm like this. Randy Savage was a great talent, a very good talent, in my opinion. And I'm sad to see him go. But as Sark said in the chat a moment ago, until Vinnie Mac gets his mind right, nothing's going to change about these situations that go on with pro wrestlers. Mm-hmm. We're lining this man's damn pockets week in and week out. Mm-hmm. And it's going to keep going. It's going to just keep going, this cycle. Randy Savage got removed from WWE TV because of Vince's freaking ego. The fans wanted him back. Creative wanted him back. But did we get him back? No, because Vince McMahon couldn't swallow a decade-long feud he had with Randy Savage. And now we're never going to get to see Randy Savage again because he's gone. He's gone to a better place.
What about the fact, equate that to what happened with Bret the Hitman Hart, okay? Equate that with what just happened with Bret the Hitman Hart. You could have had the same Vince McMahon. Could have done the exact same thing with Bret the Hitman Hart. We could have had the exact same problem. So this could have been a tragedy with Bret the Hitman Hart. We would have never seen Bret Hart again.
Well,
your thoughts?
Bret Hart came back. I don't know how the situation with Bret Hart and all how he wound up coming back, but I'm sure this is something that creative had to talk Vince into, to letting Bret come back. And even just getting in the ring with Bret Hart. I don't know how that went down, but if they creative could have done that for Bret Hart, I mean, they could have pushed a little bit harder for it to happen with Randy Savage.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is that Vince McMahon had too much of an ego to allow it to happen. And I mean what I say, and I mean it. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean this sincerely. This man, Vince McMahon, needs to step back, take a look at his life, take a look at this industry. I read something, and Jason, I'll let you have the last word here momentarily, but bear with me just a moment. I had read something on Facebook, and I can't remember who had posted this, but somebody in the Facebook universe, one of our family members, had said that the WWE is marketing to the children and don't care about the adults. And I say that's wrong. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's the adults that have the money that go and buy the pay-per-views and buy the merchandising and buy the tickets. So if you're not buying the tickets, you're not buying the merchandising, you're not buying the pay-per-view, and you are making your voices heard. And I think, Jason, I think this is where a lot of it comes from, is a lot of the voices are not being heard, are not loud enough, which is why we have programs like this. But if you're not calling up the WWE and saying, "Hey, this sucks," and here's the, and making an intelligent argument and saying, "This sucks, and this is why I don't want to see Michael Cole on television anymore," and you guys are looking like a bunch of jack wagons. You know, if you don't make a noise, then you deserve what you get. But Jason, I'll let you have the last word. Go ahead.
You want to know why the situation, why they're marketing to the kids? Because I have a very good explanation for that.
I'd be very interested in hearing it. Go ahead.
The adults might have the money, but think about it. They're playing this to the kids, right? The adults are bringing their kids to the show. And WWE knows good and well if the adults get tired of it, they're still going to bring their kids to the show because their kids are liking what's going on. So why do they plot play to the adults when they know the adults are going to bring their kids to the show no matter what, whether they want to be there or not? They're not going to say no to their kids, because I wouldn't say no to my kids. I might refuse to buy merchandise, but if my kids want to come to the wrestling, then yes, I'd take them to wrestling.
But if the intel, and this goes back to something I've always said, Jason. Jason, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining us here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. I appreciate it. A person is smart, ladies and gentlemen. A person is smart, and people are dumb. Okay? A person is smart, and people are dumb. If people, uneducated, are acting like sheep, then they deserve what they get. If they don't go and voice what is wrong with the product, then they get what they deserve. Joining us back on the Newsmaker line, the king of all of Italy, Mike Siciliano. Good evening, sir.
What's going on, Andy?
We have another. It's good to hear your voice.
It's been quite an adventure trying to get my technical problems solved. I think I have them patchworked enough, at least for the night. But once again, Skype has managed to make this job 10 times more difficult than it should be.
Getting a weird clicking in the background.
It's Skype's fault. It's not my computer's fault. Anybody who tells me different is going to get my size 17 squarely up their keister.
Let's go back to the phone lines. It's open line Wednesday. Your thoughts on the passing of the Macho Man, Randy Savage. We have Bronx on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Good evening, sir.
Size 17. Damn, I'm a size 13 and I have trouble finding shoes.
Right now I'm wearing a 15-4E, and believe me when I tell you, I'll put it up anybody's keister who tells me that that this wasn't Skype's problem.
Bronx, your thoughts on the passing of Randy Savage?
Well, I mean, you know, I expressed my thoughts a few times before. I mean, he was one of the greatest promos, one of the greatest facial expressions, one of the great. You know, what made his promo so great is that at the end of them, you were like, what the heck did Macho just say? I mean, it's amazing how certain people like the Warrior and Savage mastered the art of giving a promo that was so bad, it was great. Because you didn't know what they were talking about, yet you knew that whoever they were cutting the promo on was going to get their butt kicked at the end of the night.
Do you remember, and you could probably, you and Mike would very much appreciate this, do you remember the night when Randy Savage injured Ricky the Dragon Steamboat? It was the write-off. Ricky Steamboat wanted to get taken off television. To set up the Intercontinental Championship match, Savage rammed the bell into Steamboat's throat, and Bruno Sammartino was interviewing Randy Savage and attacked Randy Savage, setting up a series of matches after that. It just epic, some of the things that this man was able to do.
Well, it's interesting because I didn't start following the the Macho Man Steamboat feud until WrestleMania 3. I actually have never seen the footage of where Savage rammed the bell into his throat. But I mean, my first memory of Randy Savage is very interesting. It's WrestleMania 3. I can't remember how old I was, but I mean, you know, if you look at the matches today, which go about 5 minutes if you're lucky, on a Monday Night Raw or a SmackDown, even on pay-per-views, you're looking at, what, 15, 20-minute matches. These guys went, what, 45 minutes, and it was nonstop action.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing about wrestling nowadays that's really ticking me off, and I'm about to light a flare of heat, and I'm going to do it on this show.
This is the place to do it. Go ahead, sir.
I'm kind of tired of, now, someone like JJ, I wish he was here to speak, and because he is so much more knowledgeable about wrestling psychology than I am. But I don't understand why this format needs to exist where a babyface gets their butt kicked for 25 minutes, and in the last 2 minutes of the match, they manage to win, a la John Cena. If you look at matches like Savage Steamboat, it was back and forth, back and forth.
That's right, and it was the mistake. It was the mistake that won you the match. It wasn't something, it wasn't an overwhelming comeback. It was a mistake that your opponent made that cost you the match.
Yeah, I mean, now we're stuck in this format, and I mean, Cena is the extreme example. This is a guy who you can shoot five times in the chest and he'll still win. But if you really go back and look at it, Hogan matches were almost the same thing. And maybe that's where the trend started. I mean, I understand that there's a format that heels work a certain style and faces work a certain style. I understand that. But why is it, if you look at Randy Orton, gets his butt kicked for 15 minutes and then manages RKO, win. Any face you look at follows this kind of this formula of just a 15-minute beatdown and then a 3-minute comeback. 15-minute beatdown, 3-minute comeback. I mean, it is almost like to me that they're saying, you know what? The wrestling fan is an idiot. You know, we don't need to make it realistic because the fan is an idiot. Well, you know, guess what? I'm not an idiot. And I'm like tired of seeing the same formula used in every match. Why can't it be back and forth? Years ago, you would see the face would get 3 minutes of offense, and then the heel would come back and get 3 minutes of offense, and the face would get 3 minutes of offense. I mean, it made it much more interesting. It's like there's a formula, E equals MC squared, that we have to follow for every single match nowadays.
If you want to see it, and I can understand, it's interesting that you would use the Randy Orton vernacular, because Randy Orton has the same type of comeback capability as Diamond Dallas Page. This is a man, Diamond Dallas Page, who had a great tribute to Randy Savage, by the way. If you haven't had a chance, go to Headlocks to Headlines and check it out. But this is a man. The psychology there is that the finisher can come out of anywhere. It's the same thing with Jake Roberts. The finisher can come out of anywhere, and I can take you down with it. But there's a difference between that and Cena. Cena, the 15, I will agree with you. The 15-minute beatdown, Cena comes back and takes the match. I'm getting tired of that. I want to see Cena go back and forth and need a mistake, need something that the other wrestler does to contribute to the win. I'm going to give Randy Orton the pass on that one simply because I don't mind him getting beaten down for 15 minutes so long as the other guy makes a mistake and Randy Orton can hit the RKO. That's believable to me.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, you know, it's like the other thing that Cena can't do is, I mean, you know, this has been mentioned on this network before. The guy doesn't know how to sell. Either he doesn't know how to sell or they're telling him not to sell. Here's something I want to say before I go. This is a product that's geared towards kids. What happens when a kid sees Cena getting thrown through an electric light and waltzing out the next night?
Oh.
What happens when a kid sees Cena get DDT'd on the concrete, a move that would put a guy out for 6 months years ago,
yep,
and comes back the next night?
Oh, they're going to be practicing that. They're going to be practicing that at home, and then you're going to be getting the WWE's going to get sued.
Exactly. You've got a lot of parents out there who television equals babysitter. And they let their kids watch, you know, PG, parental guidance. Yeah, it's PG if there's a parent there to guide the kid. But if you're letting a kid watch wrestling and the next day he says, oh, I'm John Cena and you're The Miz and, you know, I'm going to pile drive you in the playground. And, you know, it's not realistic. You know,
right.
There's a difference between superheroes, and these guys are supposedly emulating athleticism. Well, they are athletic. I phrased that wrong. They're emulating a real fight. And come on, the punishment that Cena took Sunday night, and then Monday he comes out on Raw. Well, I'm a little sore. You're a little sore. Most normal people would be in a wheelchair. I know
okay,
I would.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. Hang on, Mike. Okay. Mike, I'll let you. Bronx, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to give you the last word there, and I'll follow up with that here, so keep listening, okay? I appreciate your call.
Well, Mike's about. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me, Bronx?
Yeah, Mike's about to tear me apart, and you're going to let me go?
Well, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Let me do this. Bronx, I'm gonna give you 2 minutes. I'm running late on this segment, and I've got to take a break. So go ahead, Mike. Do your damnedest to try to dispel this. And Bronx, I'll give you the last word. Go ahead.
Number one, WWE does think fans are idiots. I'll tell you that right off the bat.
I agree.
Okay. And if you want a perfect example of what the WWE thinks of its fans, read the Stone Cold Truth. Because what Stone Cold said at the end of that book is the absolute antithesis of what you're getting right now. That is number one. That is first and foremost. Number two, you and I want to see a realistic product between the ropes, and I respect that 110%. But let's call it as we see it, gentlemen. This is a freaking soap opera. It's a soap opera. It always has been, and it always will be. It's a soap opera with fists. It's a soap opera with kicks and whatever else you want to put it. If you want realistic stuff, you go to Ring of Honor, where they'll beat the crap out of each other for 45 minutes, and the last person standing will win.
Mike, go ahead. Let's let Bronx answer that. Bronx, go ahead.
I agree with that, but here's the problem. Years ago, it was what a soap opera is based on. They're somewhat based on reality. It's getting to the point where the WWE is going to introduce firearms soon and have Cena dodge fake bullets. I mean, it's going over the limit. And as far as what the Pope said before, I agree with him 110%. They cater to the kids because they know, all right, are you going to tell your kid you can't watch WWE anymore because daddy doesn't like John Cena? Hell no. Your kid's going to scream, I hate you, and run into his room for 3 days until you let him watch wrestling.
But here's the thing. But hold on, Bronx. Here's the thing. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what's wrong with America today, Bronx just hit the nail right on the head. It's you have these wussy parents that aren't willing to stand up to their own damn kids and say, look, I'm not going to let you watch that. There are wrestlers I will not allow my children to watch. Plain and simple. If they come out, they're going in the other room. I'm not going to list them here on the program because I don't want to get your email, SNS cares, but there are wrestlers that I absolutely will not let them watch, and there's wrestlers I have absolutely no problems letting them watch. So there has to be parental guidance. There has to be some responsibility. If you are going to be one of the sheep, if you're going to be one of the parents that are not going to control what is happening with your kid, what you are allowing them to watch, what wrestler you're allowing them to watch, then you are falling into the trap that the WWE wants you to fall in. It's the same thing with the Obama administration. They want you to be good little sheep and just take what you're given, take your Obamacare, take your Medicaid, take the Medicaid away from you. We want you all on social assistance, so you're all going to depend on us. But if you don't stand up, if you don't make some noise, if you don't call up Vince McMahon and say, hey, this sucks, and this is the reason why, then you have nobody but yourself to blame. Bronx, I'm going to let you go, sir, because we've got to take a break. Thanks for calling into the Pro Wrestling Rewind. I appreciate it.
Okay, Power, Mike, take care, guys.
Have a good one.
See you later.
Bye.
We've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take more of your calls. The tribute to Randy Savage, and there's some big Ring of Honor news we got to talk about as well. It's the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
Not getting enough TNA wrestling? It's time to join TNAOnDemand.com, the place to access over 300 hours of classic TNA programming, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. TNAOnDemand.com is the ultimate resource for pay-per-views and exclusive TNA programming. Log on to gain instant access to every TNA DVD ever released. Go to TNAOnDemand.com to get started right now.
It's time.
It's time to stop
the name-calling,
the hurt,
the bullying.
Because of race, creed,
color, sexual orientation,
it's time to treat everyone like you want to be treated.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to eliminate.
Eliminate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
Back on the Pro Wrestling Rewind here on the SNS Radio Network, streaming on the internet at SundayNightShowdown.com. Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector, the Power, Andy Knowles here, the King of All of Italy, Mike Siciliano on the Newsmaker line, powered by Headlocks to Headlines, the Power Institute for Advanced Creative Theorism. And Mike,
hold on a second before we go any further.
Quickly.
We need to bring something up from last segment because there are guys in the chat room that want to know. Who are the talents that you would refuse to have your children watch?
Oh, no. I will not be entrapped by my own listeners.
Now, nobody's entrapping you.
No.
Give me one.
I'm not giving you one. There are some things that need. It's like why I don't have my face on Facebook. I don't need people knowing what I'm sure there are a lot of people that would like to know what I look like, but I don't put my face up on Facebook because there are some things that I like to be private. And you had an opportunity. Actually, there was an opportunity at one time you could find my face on Facebook. There was a picture of myself and my wife at prom, and then I realized, oh my God, my face is up. I had to take it down. So why would I want to go and tell the great listening audience who you do you really seriously want to know?
Hey, Andy, they're setting up a grassroots campaign for you to run for president. So maybe you might want to start being a little more public about your private facts.
I'm the last. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I am the last person that Obama would want to go against in 2012. Besides, I'm Canadian.
What do you think?
I can't run anyway.
A ticket of royal power going up against those two knuckleheads. We really have a shot of winning this thing, man.
I will tell you what. This is not really this. I don't want to make this about me. I really want to focus on Randy Savage here on the program. So I will tell you this.
I understand. I had to bring this up because the chat room is speaking volumes over
right.
here.
Right. And I respect every single person that takes the time to listen to the program live and listens back on the audio and so here's what I will do, ladies and gentlemen. The treat for you next week is I will name some of the wrestlers. I'm not going to do it tonight. You will have to listen to next week's program. On next week's program, I will divulge for you, exclusively here on the SNS Radio Network, the names of the wrestlers that I will not allow my children to watch. And not only will I explain to you, not only will I give you those names exclusively here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind, but I will also... in fairness, I will explain why I do not let them watch these particular wrestlers. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Caller, line one, you're on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Who's this?
Andy, Mike, it is the God of Thunder.
It is the God of Thunder.
Whoa.
Captain Marvel would still kick his
Power,
ass.
Allow me a quick background.
Quickly.
The God of Thunder is a gentleman who went to school with me. At the first school I went to, I was on the three-school plan, the three-school six-year plan. The God of Thunder was a member of our college radio station back in Poughkeepsie, New York. The God of Thunder hosted one of the most hardcore metal rock shows that you have ever heard in your life.
Back in Poughkeepsie.
Eddie Trunk. This guy is on the same level as Eddie Trunk. That's how good this guy is behind a microphone.
Indeed.
He and I have met up on Facebook. We had a heated debate about CM Punk, and I challenged him to come on the show and put his money where his mouth is. And now the debate, the war, shall begin.
Does this have anything to do with Randy Savage?
No, but I will say this. Randy Savage was one of my favorites as a younger guy. I can say this with a smile on my face. I was at WrestleMania 4 when he defeated Ted DiBiase in the finals of the tournament. And I can honestly say I was there. I was also there at WrestleMania 8 when he cheated, but he beat Ric Flair. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Ric Flair would have done the exact same thing.
But Ric Flair was supposed to do it. That's the difference. That's the difference. You never expected it from Randy Savage. You expected it from the Nature Boy.
You were at WrestleMania 4, so let me ask you this, and I'll get to this very brief debate because we have other news of the day to contend with.
Absolutely.
But after the match, when Elizabeth had pulled Hogan out, when Hogan had come out to celebrate with Savage after winning the championship,
yes.
Could you feel the tension between Hogan and Savage at that point during the celebration?
You knew something was eventually going to happen. It was without a doubt. You knew something was going to happen.
See, I've always found that fascinating because they said the seeds of WrestleMania 5 were actually implanted at WrestleMania 4.
Yeah.
And I've never actually gone back, and I have the old VHS tapes of WrestleMania's 1 through 10. And
okay.
it makes me want to go back and watch 4 again just to see if I could find that moment.
You knew something was going to happen because Hogan got eliminated earlier on. It was a double count out with him and Andre the Giant. So you knew he felt like he got gypped out of the whole thing. And then, of course, Andy, this is a tough one, but this is something that actually did happen. When you saw the original bracketing, when they originally bracketed the wrestlers who were going to wrestle in that tournament,
yep.
When it was originally established, there was no way Randy Savage would have won that thing. The day of the actual WrestleMania, the bracket was changed. I don't know how. I don't know. I have no way of being able to find this, obviously, unless you have tapes from way back at Wrestling Superstars from that point in time. But they changed the bracket. And when they changed it, it enabled Savage to fall the way it did. And then Hogan and Andre bounced themselves out. And it was down to DiBiase and Savage. It was a backwards thing. And you know what? We all know it's not real. But you know that definitely planted the seed. That definitely added to the tension that was there, as obvious.
And I apologize for cutting you off. Randy Savage, as I recall, was in the same bracket as Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and he faced Greg the Hammer Valentine in the second round, having defeated Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Had Greg Valentine defeated Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in the first round. Ricky didn't go mm-hmm. far at all.
No.
And I'm trying to remember who it was. Was it the Natural Butch Reed that he had in the first round?
He very well may have been.
I don't remember who it was, but I remember the weeks leading up to WrestleMania 4 when we saw the brackets, and I remember that Savage and Steamboat were in the same bracket because the announcer at that time, and it wasn't Todd Pettingill, it was a much younger man. It was terribly, terribly good, I remember specifically. But he had always he was touting the fact that we could have had a WrestleMania 3 rematch of Savage and Steamboat. So I don't recall there being a change in the bracket.
It happened somewhere along. I don't remember the exact.
I've got it in front of me, guys.
Go ahead.
I got it in front of me. The 14-man tournament for the WWF Championship. DiBiase over Jim Duggan. Morocco over Dino Bravo. Savage defeated Butch Reed. You were right. Valentine defeated Ricky Steamboat. One Man Gang over Bam Bam Bigelow. And Rude fought Roberts to a time limit draw. Rude and Roberts were both eliminated.
Right,
right.
And Hogan and Andre were given directly a bye and qualified for the quarters.
Right.
And Randy, that one man gang made it the double countout that you were referring to in the first round allowed the one man gang to face Randy Savage in the third round of the tournament, as I recall.
I can tell you the rest because I have it all in front of me.
No, that's okay for the sake of time. But you saw the man. I have seen Randy Savage wrestle. Randy Savage at just before, this was 1987, this was at his face turn. He wrestled in Vancouver at the PNE Coliseum, which used to be the old home of the Vancouver Canucks. And I remember specifically it was supposed to be Hogan. And it was supposed to be Hogan and One Man Gang for the championship. Hogan did not show. They put Randy Savage in, and all my friends, we were at the PNE that day, and we were going to the matches that night, and we shook our heads and we're like, why would Randy Savage take on One Man Gang? And the funny thing is the match with One Man Gang was almost identical to the match that he had with the One Man Gang. At WrestleMania. And I'll never forget, he grabbed the mic. Slick, this was back when One Man Gang had Slick. Slick came out, took the mic, and was talking trash about Randy Savage. And I'll never forget, Randy Savage grabbed the mic, and he said these words, and I'll never forget him. He said, Slick, I don't have to worry about you interfering in the match because Elizabeth could beat you. And the PNE Coliseum just erupted.
And it's
one of those life moments. I will let you two have your brief tete-a-tete here. And then I need to move on. Go ahead.
Knock yourself. Come on, Mike. Bring it on.
Quickly, Mike.
Listen, man, all I'm going to say to you is this. With what has transpired over the last couple of weeks regarding Punk, I'm thinking that Punk might stick around with winning the tag titles and getting the tag title shot and getting some more.
He didn't win the tag titles. Otunga and McGillicuddy won the titles. You know what I will say, though? I was fully expecting the CM Punk character to go and take one of those belts and say, this is mine.
Don't be surprised if he does next week.
It wouldn't surprise me in the least.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Hey, look, all I'm going to say is if the WWE drops the ball and releases Punk, it is, or Punk walks due to the way he's been treated, it is the biggest farce on the face of the planet. But what the difference of opinion that he and I have had is I kept saying that Punk could go back to Ring of Honor and be treated like a god. Now, this was also before what happened with Ring of Honor just recently. So now this theory has a lot more validity to it because now there's money behind Ring of Honor where there wasn't money before.
We're going to talk about that. Don't give it away. We'll talk about it in the next segment, but go ahead.
But I'm just saying that this particular debate that he and I, that the God of Thunder and I had, has a totally new swerve on it with what had transpired that we're going to discuss in the next segment. So, do you agree or disagree with me on that, Thunder?
Now, with the money backing, yes, Mike, obviously there's a difference now, but the fact still remains, and don't take this the wrong way. I've been a wrestling fan since I was 5 years old, okay? I can tell you the God's honest truth, the first match I ever went to was Dusty Rhodes against Superstar Billy Graham in a bull rope match. It's on Dusty's DVD collection, for Christ's sake. I was there. I was friggin' 7 years old, but I was there. Okay? The fact remains, and I got nothing against the guys at Ring of Honor at all. I've seen plenty of indie shows. I've been to them. I've had plenty of time inside of wrestling matches. Trust me, I've been to thousands of them. Fact remains, you ask any schlep off the street if they're going to know what WWE is and what Ring of Honor is, 95% of these people are going to know what the WWE is and not what Ring of Honor is. The fact remains, if Punk has any brain in his head, he's no way in hell he's walking, because I don't know about you, times are tough, guys. I don't know about you guys. I'm struggling. There's no way on God's green earth I'm giving up a fat paycheck like the one he's getting to go work with a bunch of second-rate guys. That's the God's honest truth. You're not going to go to TNA and do it because it's a bunch of has-been, washed-up chumps. who don't make dime one down there, because I know a guy who went down there and gets paid squat. And now you're going to tell me now, look, CM Punk's a big name. He's a great talent. Face or heel, it doesn't matter. I like him either way. I like his attitude on both sides. I think it's good. Fact remains, if you're going to bounce on a fat paycheck with Vince McMahon's signature on it, you're nuts.
Nobody's questioning that, okay? I'm not going to question passing up on a fat paycheck, but a lot of this business, and I don't have the experience following the business like you do, Thunder, okay? Mm-hmm. I've only started following it hardcore since 2005.
Right.
So I don't have the knowledge that you do. But I will tell you this, if the unthinkable did happen.
Right.
Not all of it, but a lot of a wrestler's reputation is built on by its fan base.
Absolutely.
Now, if Punk were to leave,
right,
and go to ROH, he would be treated like a bleeping god. And that's what I'm talking about.
Mike, you know, very well.
You want to say that? You want to say that giving up the fat paycheck is wrong? I don't disagree with you 110%. However, right, Punk has the opportunity, if he were to take it, if he were to be available to take it and supported mm-hmm. enough to take it, whatever the case may be,
right,
to return to that company and take that company to a level where it would pass TNA and basically become top competitors for WWE.
Right.
Now, do I want to see him go? No, not in the least bit. But the opportunity, especially now with what's transpired, the opportunity is there, and that right. is something that cannot be discounted.
No, absolutely. But, Mike, I will say this. Put it this way. Think about this, okay? You're CM Punk. You got a chance to be the big fish in a small pond at the Ring of Honor, okay? Think about – go back a few years and think about who made the most catastrophic mistake of their entire friggin' life. Think about this. This is not a tough one to comprehend.
Bryan Danielson, obviously.
Even above and beyond that one, Kurt Angle made the biggest mistake of his life by pulling out on Vince and taking a hike and going down to work for Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ring of Honor there for a moment.
Well, aside from Ring of Honor, I'm going with another guy who had the world by the short hairs, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
He had everything in the palm of his hand.
Yes, by short hairs you mean pubic hairs, but go ahead.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. And Vince was giving him carte blanche to do whatever he wanted to do. He was the champ. Good guy, bad guy. People hated him, people loved him. Didn't matter. Fact is, he decides, I don't want to do this anymore, and then he goes down and works for Jeff Jarrett, the knucklehead that he is. Okay? Who made the right choice there? You're going to be the big fish in the small pond. What's Kurt Angle doing now?
He's fighting Jeff Jarrett and his ex-wife.
Exactly. So what in the blue hell kind of idea was that? Because you know what? Any moron, a.k.a. Vince Russo, could have come up with that brainiac idea. I mean, God almighty, that guy's about as brain dead as a box of rocks. Guys, I've been watching this stuff for years. My dad watched it from back. My dad's favorite guy was Nature Boy Buddy Rogers, for God's sake. Okay, so I've got all the tools about knowing everybody and everything about this crazy stuff. The fact remains, you've got it by the bag, and you're going to give it up so you could be the big guy wrestling a bunch of chumps. Why?
It's an interesting premise. It is definitely something to think about, and I'm going to leave it there, sir.
Hey, yeah, all absolutely. I got to yeah, say is this. This boy got a thunder. He is a source of information that we must take full advantage of in the weeks and months to come.
But I'm sorry, Captain Marvel would still kick Thor's ass.
I'm sorry. No chance in hell that would happen.
Okay, you see, Thor needs a weapon. Captain Marvel doesn't.
He's got a hammer.
Captain Marvel doesn't need a weapon.
Andy,
I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Rewind, sir.
Andy.
My pleasure, Andy.
All right, have a good one.
Take it easy, Mike.
Take care, GOT.
All right.
Remember,
I met this guy. He don't need no weapon.
And with that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more news, more phone calls, your tributes to the Macho Man, Randy Savage. You're listening to the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Does listening to wrestling news live make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan? Would the Trey Dog drink Velvet Sky's bathwater?
Well, hello there, Velvet. That is some good bathwater, baby.
Listening to wrestling news live does make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan, although it will not save you any money on your car insurance.
This is the voice of Ring of Honor, Bobby Cruz, and you're listening to the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Have you checked out the new Unplugged on Friday nights? Well, if you haven't, make sure you check out the new Unplugged Friday nights with JJ Sexay at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Mountain Standard Time, where JJ covers SmackDown, video games, and whatever the hell else he feels like. See you in chat.
Hi, this is Little Leafus, original Glow Girl, and you're listening to the Power Andy Knowles and the King of All Italy, Mike Siciliano, on Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Half my brain tied behind my back just to make it fair. The Power, Andy Knowles. The King of All Italy, Mike Siciliano. The Pro Wrestling Rewind here. The Power Institute for Advanced Creative Theorism. There are no graduations. There are no classwork, no homework. It's just continual learning and search of the truth. Your tributes tonight.
Also state one thing right off the bat. I have been in touch. I know there have been people asking questions.
You interrupted my intro there.
I have been in touch with Little Egypt.
Interrupted it.
We will have her on. It's just a matter of when.
I was on a roll.
If. And when we do.
Totally flushed it.
There will be a surprise involved. So be prepared. My fellow family members, be prepared.
I had a roll going on there, and then you flushed it.
Yeah, I napalmed it.
501-588-7957 if you want to be on the program. 501-588-7957 if you want to be on the
That's
Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Napalm.
Or if you want, you can join us simply by looking for the SNS Radio Network on your Skype line, and you can also right-click in the chat room. Mike, explain the right-click in the chat room again, please.
The phone icon above the Listen Live iTunes panel on the chat room page, the phone icon that says call me, click and Google will connect you for free. It's very simple. You click that icon, it asks you for your name and your number. Make sure you put that in. If you don't, you will be very upset because it will not work. I know. Okay, left click, right click, click this, Bronx. Okay? Left click, right click, click this. One way or the other, click it, enter your information, the phone call rings, it's Google Voice, you press 1, they connect you right through to the Power Institute for Creative Theorism.
Advanced creative theorism. You could go to Syracuse, you could go to NYU for creative theorism. This is advanced creative theorism.
I am only the associate dean of the Power Institute.
Oh,
I'm allowed to get one or two words wrong, okay?
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Provost here.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
What am I doing tomorrow night?
That was the question I asked, yes.
probably losing my mind, but that's another story
wrong,
for another day.
Wrong. Tomorrow night you will be on this network, the Sunday Night Showdown Radio, SNS Radio Network, for the new Beyond the Bell program with Sean Beckerman at 11 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. Make sure you catch that. That's Beyond the Bell with Sean Beckerman tomorrow, exclusively here on the SNS Radio Network. It's the only place you're going to hear it, and it's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you
now
are here for
now
that.
Now, we expect the appropriate plugs when the plugs are provided, okay?
This is what we call professional courtesy, such as Unplugged.
Of course.
Unplugged every Friday night. You want to make sure you catch that. The flagship Sunday Night Showdown every Sunday night. Wrestling News Live, the show that started it all, every Monday. Make sure that you have a reason, ladies and gentlemen, to be listening to this network every week. And, of course, now, big news also involving the Rewind. I want you to keep an eye out for Facebook. Not going to announce it right now because we have not yet worked out the details. But there will be some big news regarding the Pro Wrestling Rewind this upcoming week. So make sure you are catching us on the Facebook page.
When we know,
for that,
you'll know.
Randy Savage news, your thoughts on the passing of Randy Macho Man Savage. It's open line Wednesday here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Other WWE news this past week, Michael McGillicuddy, David Otunga defeating Kane in the Big Show on Raw to become the new tag team champions. Very quickly, Mike, 10 seconds, your thoughts.
Someone has to call up and explain to me the spot involving the Big Show. Is Show injured somewhere that I missed? Because that did not look right. It looked very awkward. It looked very rushed, and it looked really bad.
Oh my goodness!
I
wanna
know,
my knee
is injured, or is that just something to further the feud between the Nexus and Kane and the Big Show?
Oh my God! My knee is shoved underneath this compact automobile. What will I do?
Matt
I
Daddy,
am in pain.
Tag titles changing hands is news. Okay.
Well, the tag team titles changing hands. Okay, fine. But come on, you're going to tell me that Big Show takes a kick from behind the head and gets double DDT'd and that ends the night for him? Are you kidding me? Really? 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 I'm going to pull up my inner Miz. Really? Are you kidding me? I'm not buying it. Armando Estrada returned to the WWE at the SmackDown tapings in Spokane, Washington, managing Tyson Kidd, which we were under the impression that it was Michael P.S. Hayes that was going to manage Tyson Kidd during the tapings at during a taping of Thursday's WWE Superstars. PW Insider is reporting that Estrada met with company officials a few months back at a TV taping in Long Island, New York, about returning. Everybody listen, to me.
Estrada back is nothing but a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
I
think that's absolutely fabulous. As we had reported earlier, Awesome Kong now pregnant. Does that mean that she wrestles in handicap matches now? Because she's 2-on-1 anyway. According to live reports, now anybody, if you were at, ladies and gentlemen, if you were at the Raw taping and you were one of the people that were booing and chanting BS at the Divas over this storyline where Awesome Kong fell to her knees begging for help, and I'm thinking what it is she's begging for help from the Divas because she thinks she's not as pretty as the other Divas. That's the only thing I can think of where that storyline was going. But don't you feel just a tad bit bad now, like Vince McMahon does? Don't you feel just a tad bit bad now knowing that she's pregnant?
Hold on a second. God of Thunder, the person who did it to Kong, I saw the picture. It looks like a bigger version of Hornswoggle. I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sheer mechanics of it are mind-boggling. But hey, God bless her. Everybody deserves the right to be happy. I'm not going to say anything negative. I hope she has a great baby. And when
the segment was done, I was
I want to see. Here's what I want to see. I want to see after the baby is born. I want a Ricky the Dragon Steamboat replay. I want to see Kong bring the baby down in one of the Kong outfits. Ladies and gentlemen, would that not be worth the price of your cable that month to see Awesome Kong coming down with the baby? Okay, wait until the baby's, wait until the baby's about 7-8 months old, and come down in a little awesome Kong outfit with the braids and everything else. Wouldn't that just
D-Man in the chat room. Four words. Card subject to change. Let's move on.
The some TNA news. The promotional poster for TNA's upcoming Destination X pay-per-view has been released, and it appears that the TNA wrestling is bringing back the six-sided ring. The poster can be seen to headlocks to headlines with the tagline "Forward to the Past." Oh, dear God, tell me it isn't so. Tell me they're not going back to six sides. I applauded the day they went back to a regular professional wrestling ring, and now they're going back to six sides. Please tell me this is one night only. I just finally got to the point where I was enjoying TNA. I know there are members of this network that seem to want to boycott the product. I think they're doing reasonably well, and they're improving. A huge step backward if they go back to six sides.
I have no real major comment about whether or not about the positive or negative of going to six sides. I didn't mind the six sides. I thought it was something different. I thought it was fresh. I thought it was new. And if they go back to six sides, hey, more power to them. Six sides works better for Ultimate X. Let's be honest here.
You could still do Ultimate X with four sides. I think it's more exciting with four than six.
But I think it works better with six.
You lose about a quarter of the ring dimensions.
No, they care.
You lose about a quarter of the ring dimensions when you go to six, and tag team matches look stupid. And nobody appreciates a good tag team match more than yours truly. Tag team matches look stupid on six.
The six side do look dumb.
They look stupid.
I'll give you that 1,000%.
However,
let's see what transpires. Maybe it's a one-time deal. Who knows? Okay. Before we start jumping down everybody's throat, let's see it's gonna be a
train wreck is what it's going to be, and we're all gonna be yelling for TNA to come back with four sides. We already know it was already a train wreck, Mike. It was already a train wreck, which is why I can't believe they lasted as long as they did. But finally, they had the common sense when Hogan and Bischoff came back to put it back to four sides. I didn't hear any outcry. I didn't hear people yelling and screaming and throwing their tickets up in the air saying, "We want six sides. We want six sides." If anything, the product was better. It looked more normal with four sides. Why would you go back to something as stupid as that? It didn't work to differentiate yourself from the WWE. It didn't work when you tried to go head to head with them. Just stick to what you know. Stick to four sides. But anyway, breaking.
That's a great line.
Breaking.
I won't repeat it because it's a little bit over the top, but it's a great line.
Ring of Honor bought by Sinclair, the Sinclair Broadcasting Group, ROH Wrestling reporting that Kerry Silkin announced the sale of the promotion to the Sinclair Broadcast Group, one of the largest television broadcasters in the country, owning and operating programs, providing sales services to 58 television stations in 35 markets across the U.S., The press release went on to indicate that Ring of Honor is currently the third largest wrestling promotion in the country, celebrating its ninth anniversary. And Mr. Silkin excited about taking the next step towards increasing the company's visibility and expanding its operations. He said, quote, "We have been waiting for and working for this opportunity for quite some time. And of our 9 years in business, there has been no better roster of wrestlers than this one to expose the ROH product to the masses. With Sinclair's resources and many avenues of distribution, we believe many new fans around the world will be as captivated as those who have followed Ring of Honor over the years. The month of September will see the debut of the new Ring of Honor television program, which will be syndicated across the Sinclair network of stations. And with it, Ring of Honor will become the only wrestling promotion in the U.S. with a major multi-market presence on broadcast television."
Andy, hold up 1 second.
Hold up one second.
I don't mean to, I'm sorry for interrupting, but hold up one second.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say something. I have had nothing all day but people that have been doing nothing but butting in on things that I am saying. Okay? Mike, I love you to death, but all day I have had nothing but people interrupting things that I am saying, and it is driving me bonkers.
But there's a reason why I'm doing it, and if you permit me the opportunity, I would like to address a quick note from the chat room because.
Go ahead.
Ace Attitude, who is commenting about the six-sided ring situation,
His quote is to, quote, please shut up. It's for one night only.
It damn well better be for one night only. I don't know if I'd want to buy the pay-per-view. I wouldn't want to know.
And talk to us 110% in front of us before you start talking on a chat.
Oh, Mike, hold on. The man has a right to his opinion. If he wants to go spouting off how idiotic it is to have a six-sided ring for one night only, let him. I'm not going to stop him. That's what the chat room is for. You can be as ridiculous as you want in the chat. It makes absolutely no difference to me. It makes absolutely no difference.
I'm shutting up now.
Great. Now, you see, you have taken me out of my rhythm now. So, I must get back.
Napalm.
Excuse me. Thank you. Where was I? If you don't live, and are you done interrupting me, by the way?
Yes.
I will go off on the next, ladies and gentlemen, I will call shenanigans on the next person that interrupts me. If you don't live in a market with a Sinclair station, fear not, fellow citizens, says Mr. Silkin, through our revamped website, we'll be able to make the television show available to anyone in the world with internet access. Sinclair officials are said to be enthused with the product as well, stating, quote, we are very excited about the acquisition, was commented by Steve Marks, the COO of Sinclair's television group. Television and professional wrestling have a long history of successful partnerships and driving viewerships. Unfortunately, the broadcast networks have not protected that relationship, allowing professional wrestling to migrate to cable network distribution. We believe that the powerful promotional platform that our television stations provide, coupled with our 22% share of the U.S. television households, will allow Ring of Honor to achieve name brand recognition and grow its share of the wrestling market. When you consider the makeup for our station's mix and the number of CW, MYTV, and Fox affiliates, I'll get back to that in a moment, this is a perfect fit for our viewer demographics. Mr. Marks also noted, quote, longer term, we can envision syndicated Ring of Honor wrestling to broadcasters in markets where Sinclair does not have a presence and even internationally. Now, before I was interrupted, the point I wanted to make here is, what is the CW network, my network TV, okay, what is the problem with those two networks?
First of all, my network TV is basically a network full of reruns and programs that you wouldn't see on Home Shopping Center, if you want to be perfectly honest.
No. But the point I'm trying to make here, and Mike, if you could adjust your volume up higher, I'd appreciate it. That the point I'm trying to make here is that the CW and my network TV are not located in my network TV. I'll give you a prime example. They are not heavily watched networks. So to bring Ring of Honor in is really not going to do anything. It's like multiplying anything by zero. If you multiply by something by zero, it's still zero. So this is a hell of a gamble that Ring of Honor is taking, going with Sinclair. I hope for the sake of Ring of Honor and Mr. Silkin that they got a great deal out of this, because outside of Fox, I really don't see where the CW and my network are really going to help foster this brand, the Ring of Honor brand. Fox makes perfect sense, because I'll watch. Go ahead.
Let's be honest about something here, and if you're ready to go off on me, then let's go. But the setup with this option has a lot more possibilities. Let's be honest when we say this. HDNet did not have half of the options and the opportunities that CW or my network or any of the Fox affiliates that Sinclair owns. This option does give Ring of Honor the opportunity to be exposed to many, many, many more affiliates and many more people. And that is really where it comes down to. HDNet, you had to have the appropriate hardware. Now you don't. So now, while you might not have the viewership on those networks due to the programs that are there, if you're promoted properly and if the machine of Ring of Honor does what it needs to do, it can get viewership to those networks. And it's just a matter of letting the machine do what it has to do in order to get what they need done. I mean, I know I'm sounding like a broken record and a slew full of cliches. Say that five times fast. But the thing is, when ROH is in a scenario that they can actually get out to 25 million people instead of 5 million, it's a benefit. Let's be honest here. It's a benefit.
The current front office staff, including Kerry Silkin, Sid Eek, Ross Abrams, they will remain with Ring of Honor going forward. Hunter Johnston, who wrestled as Delirious, still handles the matchmaking. Jim Cornette will remain as executive producer. And, of course, some of the familiar faces, including one of our power faves, Bobby Cruz, and senior referee Todd Sinclair will be in place. Additionally, and I was happy to hear this, longtime wrestling broadcaster Kevin Kelly, who broadcasts the Ring of Honor Internet pay-per-views, will assume the TV play-by-play chair. That's phenomenal. Veteran NWA and WCW promoter Gary Juster will come aboard and be in charge of live event operations, which are planned to continue in current Ring of Honor markets, as well as expanding into new locations concurrent with the increased television exposure. Jim Cornette, who along with Mr. Johnson will be in charge of talent relations and matchmaking, he sees this as a new beginning for pro wrestling, stating, quote, "This is not old school wrestling. It's not sports entertainment. This is wrestling for the 21st century, a new style developed by fresh young stars that incorporates wrestling, mixed martial arts, and high-flying, high-risk action with unique personalities." And it showcased by... There you go again, interrupting me. God damn it to hell.
I thought I had a shot to sneak
God
in.
God damn it to hell. Okay.
Uh-oh.
May I fit...
The chat room wants you to go off, so go off, man. Go off.
I'm losing my patience. It's showcased by a sports-based presentation completely different from any other product out there. And in my 30 years, says Jim Cornette, in my 30 years in the sport, it's the most exciting live event wrestling experience I've ever seen and thrilled to help bring it to broadcast television. A tremendous opportunity by Ring of Honor here with Sinclair. I hope they haven't bitten off too much. CWMyTV are bad network choices, but that's all you can get. That's all you can get. I think they've got a better shot with Fox in certain markets. And while we have a CW network affiliate here in upstate New York, we do not have a My Network TV. We do have a Fox affiliate. I don't know if the Fox affiliate would carry. It's going to be interesting to see where this works out, Mike. I'm very curious to see where this goes.
I'm happy to see that this is going down. I believe that that it will be a benefit for Ring of Honor. I believe that this is what the WWE fan is starving for. Now, if the Ring of Honor promotion machine, and we're talking specifically about Jim Cornette, because Cornette really is the wrestling mind behind Ring of Honor. I know Delirious is a capable booker, and the rest of the staff, neither here nor there. But this is an opportunity that ROH needs to capitalize on. If they can take this opportunity, this exposure, and use it to their advantage, they can surpass TNA in a minute, because they have the talent to surpass TNA, no question about it. I will say, I will put it out there, that I have made a initial offer to Bobby Cruz to come back to the show to discuss this in detail. I'm waiting to hear back from him. So if the opportunity persists or presents itself, we will have Bobby Cruz on the show. It's just a matter of if and or when, and as soon as we know, you'll know on the Facebook page. But in the meantime, I'm happy for the Ring of Honor guys. The Ring of Honor guys are talented individuals who know how to kick each other's ass. And to be honest with you, it is exactly the type of formula that I personally love. One man steps in the ring, another man steps in the ring, they rear back, they hit each other as hard as they can, and the last man standing wins. That is wrestling in my book. That is fighting in my book. That is something I want to see. And if I'm going to have the opportunity to see it on television on a regular basis, I'll tell you right now, you damn Skippy, I'm going to be watching it.
I'm trying to find, and we're getting towards the end of the program here, ladies and gentlemen, and I promised that I would find this email as I grabbed it from my Facebook. Mike, I'll give you a quick 2 minutes quickly to discuss anything you would like to, sir.
I watched Tough Enough again this week, and I have watched Tough Enough from start to finish, and Tough Enough has been, as far as I am concerned, one of a very, very big surprise from start to finish from a standpoint of entertainment. But what I am going to tell you right now is I thoroughly believe that any one of the final three members of the Tough Enough cast that wins this contract is going to have about as much impact in WWE as the NXT Season 4 winner Johnny Curtis has had. Johnny Curtis was supposed to get a WWE titles tag team title shot with R-Truth. Has not happened, and we're already almost at the second half of NXT Redemption Season 5. I don't see anybody from Tough Enough being major league competitors in WWE. They're talented. They know how to survive in a reality show environment. But when they get to the big dance, I expect them to get the Tommy Dreamer treatment of a Singapore cane right to the knee, because that's all I expect these guys to be, is fodder and jobber material for some of the bigger talents. I don't see any of these guys being major league talents that'll be up and comers to levels like a John Morrison has risen to from his days in Tough Enough, or is even still as The Miz has risen from his days in Tough Enough. Now, the chat room is saying that the FCC needs to be called in because of the recent outburst by the Power Andy Knowles, and my response to you guys is this. If anybody's going to be coming from the FCC after anybody on this program, it's the Southern Command, it's Long Island, New York, you know where to find me, I'm not hard to miss. You want to bring the FCC down here?
Just bring it.
Why would the FCC want to come after me? I am the cleanest radio show host on this entire network.
You are indeed, and I am not. So let's just
Why? You have access to the chat. I do not. What are the ladies and gentlemen in the chat room? To what would I owe the pleasure of a visit from the FCC?
They claim that you cussed at me when I interrupted you.
You're damn right I cussed at you when you interrupted me. God damn it! You're damn right I did. No, this is, ladies and gentlemen, very, very quickly before we're running out of time on the program. Today has been nothing. I have been talking to people, and people that I know, colleagues at work, and people have done nothing but interrupted me. I got home and it was the same thing. And I just had it again tonight, and I have had my fill of it. Don't interrupt me. There, I've said my piece. With that, ladies and gentlemen, there you go again. You just did it again. I was signing off on the program, and you just went and interrupted me again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God in heaven.
If there's a help wanted sign out next week on the website, I would be careful, guys.
Be that as it may, Mike, good to talk to you again. Thank you so much. Appreciate your help tonight on the program, sir.
Sorry I was late, Commander. I will do everything in my power to get myself back online and ready to rock and roll next week.
Not a problem. Ladies and gentlemen,
you
did it again! Oh, my God! Okay. Say what you're going to say. Say what you're going to say, and then
stop. Do I still have a job?
Yeah, you still have a job. Just say what you're going to say, and then stop. Don't
That's all I wanted
continue.
To say was that I still have a job.
Yes, you still have a job. Are you done?
I'm hanging up the mic. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for this special edition of the Pro Wrestling Rewind, the Randy Savage tribute. Make sure you catch all the great shows here on the SNS Radio Network. Don't forget to catch us on Facebook as well, the Pro Wrestling Rewind version 2.0. And tomorrow night, make sure that you catch Beyond the Bell with Sean Beckerman, 11 p.m. Eastern, here on this network. And I haven't heard any complaints on the stream, so I'm assuming that the stream was fine. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you were listening from, thank you so much for joining us. Remember, please, 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 take care of the energy inside yourselves. After all, that's where your true power lies. And God of radio willing it, the higher power lets me Mike and I will be back to play with you all next week. Rule number one, you don't interrupt me. You're clapping. That's it. We're out of here. You're listening to the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
Power, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey, ooh yeah. Get down.
Let me hear you say. Oh, oh, oh.
Stand back.
Bottle Mantis, dig it, dig it. Bottle Mantis, dig it, dig it. Dig it, dig it.
That gets my heart pumping.
Get your heart pumping. He gets the party jumping. He's a macho man. Ooh. And everybody's saying he's really quite amazing. He's a macho man.
I'm the macho man, Randy Savage. I am the Macho Man.